All right. Oh boy, this is a complicated sugya, huh? So much, much harder than I was anticipating. And unfortunately for you guys, I didn't really prepare it beforehand. I thought we could work it out together. And wow, it was really confusing. Tough, tough sugya. Tough sugya. Yep. Okay. All right. So I think we have to go back to we have to really concentrate on the Shakla Vatari and Sanhedrin about Megadev and Adam Zomim and Chosma B'Kol. I mean, that's really getting down to the heart of the matter here, right? What's the Gemara Shakla Vatari? Okay, so I think what we said yesterday has some merit. I don't think we can. I think we have to pare it back a little bit. But I think there is some merit to what we were saying yesterday in terms of Rabbi Yochanan. And what we were trying to say yesterday is what? Is that according to Rabbi Yochanan, questions like this. So is according to Reish Lakish, he's sticking with, he has a very firm, concrete idea of Maisa. Right, that there's a product. That's a Maisa Goma. Right, Maisa Zuta is just the action of the Gavra. Maisa Gomor is when there's a product. But Rabbi Yochanan, and therefore even Maisa Zuta, it's the Gemara seems to say is Megadef. It would be a Maisa Zuta too. All those things would be Maisa Zuta. Because the performance of the Isser involves an action of the Gavra. If you hold Maisa Zuta, you don't, it's not important. It's not an issue of production, it's just an issue of involvement. And that's just the Asiyah alone. But it was seen Rabbi Yochanan conceptually holds like Maisa Rabba. Conceptually holds you need a Maisa with some sort of a product. But not the same kind of a product that Reish Lakish is looking for. Okay? That's what we have to try to figure out over here. So the Gemara says like this. The question is, why does the Gemara assume that Rabbi Yochanan would hold Megadev is a Maisa? Why is Megadev a Maisa? What's the, you know, it's by Hishtachavo, so I can say that what? I can say that the action is kfifas komoso, and kfifas komoso, there is some sort of an outcome of kfifas komoso. There is a kiyum. I have to find some sort of a kiyum to the maisa. There is a kiyum of kfifas komoso. Kfifas komoso did accomplish something. What did it accomplish? It accomplished the expression of devotion of avoda. Okay, the positioning of the human body reflects different ideas, implies different concepts. So, b'kifas komaso, you did something. You did express something. Like when someone stands up, they're doing an act of kavod, right? Right. Question though is, what about Megadev? So the Gemara says, L'rabbono and Avi Maisa. Yevakima sefosov lo Avi Maisa. Why not? What's the difference? The Gemara wants to know. What's the difference between kima sefosov and what? And kfifas komoso. So let's take the Gemara's first answer. The Gemara says, Shani Megadev ho v'yeshno belev. Yeshna believe. This is a whole new element that we haven't really come across yet. What does Yeshna believe mean? Let's see Rashi. Iker chiyav habo olav toli believe. This is a whole new analysis now. Now the Gemara is saying you're missing something. There's two things you got to investigate. Not only do you have to find a maisa, but what? But that maisa has to be the ikur chiyuv. Right? Whatever that, we have to think about this, but the format of the Gemara is saying, it's conceding that conceptually Megadef would be a Maisa, right, of Akimas Piv. But what are you lacking? What are you lacking? You're lacking that it's not, that the Maisa is not the Isser. Right? In other words, you need two things. You need two things. You need the Maisa. You need the action to be considered having some sort of a Kiyam, some sort of a product, even in human terms, in human convention. Right? But it also has to be that product, or that product is the Isser itself, is the Iker of the Isser. Gemara is not saying Akima Sifosov is not Maiso, right? It's saying it is Maiso, but it's not the Iker Isser. Let's see what Rashi says. It says, Iker Chiyav HaBa'ol of Toli B'Lev, Shemeskavin Levorech Hashem. Shafiyum Levorech Hashem Kol Yom, Ve'em B'Libo Kalpim Ma'la, Ela Shehelo As Hashem, V'Dover Acher, U'Mechaneyu B'Shem HaMiyuchad, U'Mekallo Eino Mischayev. In other words, if you did a kinoy of the, if you called something else the Shem HaMiyuchad, is that what he means? You call something else the Shem HaMiyuchad, it wouldn't be considered Megadif. And Rashi in, I don't know if you have in the newer Gemaras, in the Mosef Rashi, so the Rashi in Krisus also. There are two other Lishnas in Krisus in Rashi. He says, Iker Isuro Tole Beroa Libo. Yeda Lemi Godaf. Hilkach Lochoshev Maiso. Aval Hishtachavo'a, and Krisus Rashi compares it closer to Hishtachavo'a. Anu Roim Shem Hishtachavo'a Le'avodas Kochavim. By Hishtachavo'a we see what he's doing. It was by Megadev. You don't know who he's cursing unless you understand what how he understands the name that he's using. Right? Because the expression of the curse is to what's in his mind, what he associates that name to. Right? You're not really cursing God. You're not as an object. It's the shame is identifying God, and you're directing the curse towards the what you're identifying with your shame. But that's totally in your life. But by Hishtachavo, it's not. The Maisa is complete. We can see b'maisa that you're bowing to this object. And then there's another Rashi in the Gilyon. Iker Isuro b'machshova solev, ein kan maisa. U'mashe medaber eino ela mashmia Isuro. Avo kfifas kromoso hainu Iker Isuro. Yep. De'ilu hoya medaber b'mekabal avos kochovim b'lo ishtachavo, lo mechayev. I know that one's a little bit more confusing, but what's the idea? So what's the shakla? What's the havamim maskana? What is Gemara saying that the akimas piv of Megadev should be maisa? And then the Gemara is saying no, the ikar is it's not. Why? Because whole viyeshna b'lev. Why would akima at this point the Gemara is saying akimas piv itself would still be maisa? What would that maisa be? What would that maisa be? How would you define that maisa? So it would seem like this. Now it seems like this. Let's try something. Let's try this out a little. Now the Gemara is saying like this. Now it's how is Akimas Piv like Hishtachava? Hishtachava, the action itself does have a product in the position of the goof. And that position of the goof itself is the Isser. Right? What would be what's Akimas Piv of Megadev? So you would have to say that the Gemara is assuming right now that what's the Isser? The Isser is the enunciation of the expression. the klala, the enunciation of the klala. In other words, what's akimas? What's the chashivas of akimas piv? What's the kiyum of akimas piv? That the God, it's just like ishtachavo, that you moved your body in a way that evidenced kilas Hashem. Okay. There's nothing to do with the coal. At this point, there's nothing to do with the coal. At this point, I'm trying to work this through here. At this point, it's still trying to make it exactly like hishtachavo. That there's no difference. There's no difference. You need a maisa that is demonstrative. So what's the difference if the maisa is demonstrative because you're kafuf, right? Or if you move your mouth in a certain way, that itself is an enunciation of a klala. Yeah.
But how is that the same as how is the enunciation? I mean, if we're not talking about kol, then how is that demonstrative of the idea that you're? If we're not talking about kol, then just moving of the lips is the same thing as kribos kamaso? But kribos kamaso per se is the iser. The moving of your lips is not.
The Isser is an expression of Klala. That's the Isser.
But in the day, it still requires moving of the lips and then production of Kol.
But the production of the Kol, at this point the Gemara is saying the production of the Kol, the Isser is not that a curse was heard. The production of the coal is not important. The production of the coal would be important if the iser were that a curse was heard.
You're saying if we formulate it like this, it's like the enunciation is the act itself.
That's right. It's like a maisa gavra. It's a maisa gavra of giduf. Why? Because he moved himself in a way that his motion. In the way that his motion was expressive of giduf, just like hishtachavo is a kafifas komoso that expresses avoda to the pesel. Yeah.
So you're
yes. Okay. Absolutely. So that's what the Gemara is saying. The Gemara is saying the Havamina was that megadeif could also be formulated as an iser maiso.
That the maisa is removed from
that the maisa is the Gemara's havamina is that you could formulate giduf as an iser of expression, an iser of expression like hishtachavo. That's what Rashi's pointing out. He says if a guy thinks in his mind that he loves this idol, he's not going to be over the iser of Avodah Zarah. That's not the iser. The iser is hishtachavo, to express it. Of course, he's not a tzaddik, but that's not the iser. It might be a different iser, but that's not this iser of Avodah. And the Gemara was saying in the same sense that Megadeif is also an Isser of expression. And therefore you can say the Guf, Akimas Piv, is a Maisa whose Kiyum is that expression. Never would be a kimas piv per se. That's nothing. Never be a kimas piv per se. Because that's what I'm trying, that's the whole thing I'm trying to do over here, is that Rabbi Yochanan is saying it's a maisa with a kiyum, but not a kiyum of maisa. That's what Reish Lakish demands, a kiyum of maisa, meaning an effect. A physical effect. But this is what I was trying to get to with the Maisa Chashuva yesterday. I really didn't have it worked out. I was just trying to think it through. But not saying I have it totally worked out today either. But I think you got to really focus on the Shakla Vatarya. So one second. Now the Gemara says, no, that's the mistake. That's a mistake. That Megadev is not like Ishtachavo. Megadev is not like Ishtachavo. Megadev is really only an Isser of Belev. It's an Isser Belev. So what does that mean? Iker, this is where it comes in. The Iker Chiyuv is what? The Iker Chiyuv is Toloi Belev. Shemiskaven Levarich Hashem. What does that mean? What does that mean?
You say the words and you don't think about them, then you're not chayav, right?
Yeah, Tosus has a problem over here with the Shachavah too, right? But what does he mean, the Iker Chiyuv is Toloi and the Kavanas Halev? Right, you mean it's not intrinsically demonstrative.
Exactly.
It's only demonstrative based on it's only demonstrative of what's hidden in your lathe. Mm-hmm. But it's not intrinsically an objectively demonstrative act. So therefore, he's saying that it cannot be reduced to. You can't say the Isser. That's what the Gemara is saying over here. It's true you might have. Well, that's a good question. That's a good question. That seems to be a question in the different gears over here. Because in one gear, so Rashi says Ein Kan Maisa. That's like Sammy is saying. Now, once you say, right. That's the one that, right, like he says over here, the Rashi increases. It's in the Gilyon increases. I mean, it's in the regular Rashi, it's just called Gilyon over here. Ho'ol v'yeshno b'leiv, ikar yisur v'machsheva saleiv, v'ein kan maiso. U'masha medaber, eino ela mashmiya isuro. I don't know what he means by that. Ovo kefifas kom, yeah. Right.
But halachically, that can only become significant in the system once he makes it hurt.
Right.
Really,
I mean, it's just mashmiya isuro. I mean, mashem medaber ina ela mashmiya isuro. Really, he's over the isur for his kavana. But how do we know he has his kavana? Only when he's mashmiya. So it's but kfifas komoso, that is the isur. No, he's saying that the Iker Isser of Megadev is really what you have in your lathe. The only thing is, it doesn't enter the halachic spectrum of Onshim unless you're mashmiya what you're doing. Right? But by Avodas Kochovim, Kefifas Komaso, he says that is the formulation of the Iker itself. And his proof is, De'ilu Hoya Medaber. The mekabel of a person would say that he accepts that idol, but not bow down, he wouldn't be chayiv. So you see, the ein ikar belev el kefifa hi hachiv. It doesn't help. There's no toch kedei dibur, because you had it in your lathe already. If the Isser were an entity of Dibor, so you can be Chozer in the entity of Dibor. But it's not. The entity, the Dibor is just a Mashmiya. You can't unring that bell, as they say. Right? You have that expression? No. You haven't hung around enough lawyers. Yeah.
So you talk about how is that the Isser itself is going back away saying that it's the Mashmiya, but you're just showing that.
That's the formulation of the Isser. The Isser is formulated that way. Right, you have to find the formulation of the Isser. And if the formulation of the Isser itself is not Maisa, then Maisa is never going to be an issue. The only time Maisa is an issue is when the formulation is Maisa. But then you have a machlokas of what's considered a Maisa. You know what I'm saying? So you can argue, is Hishtachava Maisa? That's definitely the formulation. Does that rise to the level of Maisa or not? But if the Isser is really what you think in your heart, and you just have to be a Giloidas, then there's no ma'aser at all.
So when a guy is going to be a gilui that should be punished, but you're still over an issur for your...
Right, definitely, right. Okay, so Megadif is not a problem at this point. Megadif is not a problem. Now the question is like this, what about Edom Zomim? Why? Because you can't say that it's their roa libam that's the Isser, right? It's not their evil intent that's the Isser. The Isser is what they do, right? The Isser is what they do. So the Isser is no. Let's say it differently. The Isser is their Maisa. No, it's their Isser is what? Do not present evidence in court against the Yechaver, right? How are you changing the screen over there? The camera's moving. With your foot. I thought it was Kishuf or something. Okay. So what's the kasha from Edom Zomim? What's the kasha from Edom? So he says like this, Vamai lo avi akima sifosov maiso halotolia bekavana slave. So now we'll say again like this, that the Isser of Edom Zomim could be formulated in terms of maiso. Could be formulated in terms of maiso. Maiso of akimas piv. Right? Don't enunciate Edus, false Edus in Basedin. So the Akimas Piv is a Maisa, and the Kiyam of it is the enunciation. Right? We can be simple, no? We can be simple. So what's the Gemara's answer? The Gemara's answer is Shani. This is Rashi, according to Rashi's Girsa. Shani Edom Zomim Hol V'Yeshno Bikol. Now, what's that answer? That's a fascinating answer. Again, it's the same type of an answer as Megadev, because he's going to Iker Chiyuvan. Again, he's saying you're right in terms of if the Isser were just enunciation, you would be right. If the Isser were saying these words, you would be right. Right? Because Akimas Piv is the Maisa of that Kiyum. Right? Now, what I'm trying to say is the formulation is you're going to look at the Isser, say what is the state of the Isser, and a Maisa that produces that state, well, even though it's considered the Maisa for Rabbi Yochanan. Let's say that right now. I might have to modify that. I'm not sure. But anyway, so he's saying, if you're going to formulate it like that, then what? Then that would be, why don't you say Edom Zomim is also Chayev, is also Maisa. So what does Rashi say? He says, Iker Chiyuvan Bishmias Kolom Lifnei Basedin Huba. What does that mean? The Kol Leis Be Mamish. Why does the Kol have to have a Mamish now all of a sudden? Hilka chavikim megadev to tali belev. What is that formula? What is Rashi saying over here? What is he saying over here? What's the havamina maskana? What's the answer? What's the switch? It's the same kind of a switch. It's not. It's changing the definition of the iser of Edom Zomim. Right. Just like the other answer was changing the definition of the iser of megadev. Here it's saying you have to formulate the iser of Edom Zomim properly. If you formulate it properly, you don't have this problem. So what are the two formulations? And how does this one get out of the problem? So at this point, the Gemara seems to be saying like this, that if Edom Zomim were an Isser in terms of the Gavra not to be a Meid, right, so then it would be a Kimas Piv, would be a Maisa. But he's saying their Isser is not because they are Gavra. Not because they are a Gavra who does a certain Maisa, their Isser is because they produced an entity of Edus Bifnei Basedin. That's the Isser. The Isser is not to act a certain way. The Isser is to produce, the Isser is formulated in terms of production. Okay? But to be Maisa In other words, if the Isser was just Han Hagas HaGuf, if the Isser was just the motion of the Guf, so then we can qualify your motion of the Guf as a Maisa, because it has a Kiyum of expressing something. But if the Isser is not because you were ill-behaved, but because you created a cheftza of edus bifnei beis din, that's a creative mice. That's a creative iser. That's a creative iser. But maisa in terms of a creative iser is only when there's a real cheftza. Now. In other words, you gotta define the kind of maisa that the iser is, but you can't just make up a maisa that doesn't have any existence. So, as you can define the maisa of the iser in terms of the gavra, right? That he does a demonstrative act, right? But if the iser is not a demonstrative act of the gavra, but a real effect that he's creating, right, then it's only going to be considered a maisa in the realm of his maisa is only going to, it's only going to be considered a maisa if it really is creative, but not if it's creative in something that has no mamish, then it doesn't fall into either category. It's not demonstrative and it's not creative, so it's just considered a lav shem maisa. It's not demonstrative and it's not creative. Because the mice has to have a kiyum. So if the iser is demonstrative, so then you can say that's the mice. But if the iser is don't be creative in this way, right? But if it's a non-physical creation, then it doesn't fall under either category of mice. Right, that's a good way to put it. In other words, the maisa has to be in order to be a maisa chashuva, to resurrect the expression we were using yesterday, in order to be a maisa chashuva, Daniel is saying, it has to either be intrinsically demonstrative, right? It itself has to have its own kiyum, like ishtachava, right? Or it has to have a kiyum outside of itself. Okay, or it has to actually make something. Either it has to be its own product, or it has to have another product. But if it has a non-real product, that's nothing. Right? If it has a non-physical product, that's nothing.
What kind of product?
Eidos. A halachic entity of Eidos.
So what kind of product? We have to have a
physical product? A physical product. We have to have a physical product. Rabbi Yochanan is not saying anything goes in Maisa. That's not what he's saying. He's not saying any action is Maisa. He's opening up a new category of Maisa that he considers to be the same. He's saying there's a greater. He's saying the real Maisa that Reish Lakish is fixated on, what he calls a Maisa Gemura, a Maisa Gomor, is just a part of a greater category of Maisa Chashuva. Right, but you can. You notice he's really judging the maisa in terms of the osa constantly. He has to be engaged in the maisa chashuv. But either it gets its chashivas in the realm of from what it produces, or from its own effect, but like a reflexive effect, But if it produces a non-physical entity, that's not considered it's not considered reflexive, because the Edom are not chayav because of a reflection on themselves. They're not chayav because it reflects something about their deos and their intentions. That's not why they're chayav. If they were, that was the kasha. If they were, then it would be maisa. They're chayav for being productive. But being productive in a non-entity is considered not a maisa.
I still understand why it's a non-entity. If it's not physical, it doesn't mean it should be a non-entity.
Leis be-mamish. In the realm of maisa, it's not an entity. In the realm of a product of maisa, it's not an entity.
Why are we defining something physical as being a mamish, per se? Like, why can't something be non-physical?
Because maisa is mamish. No, maisa is mamish. It has to be...
It has to be a physical action, therefore produce a physical result.
That's what we're talking about. Or the action itself on its own is an important physical action. Mm-hmm. It always has to be physical. It's either that the physical action itself is important, like a demonstrative action, or the physical action is important because it has an effect. But it has to still be in the realm of the physical. Right? Is that still right? Yeah.
Why does it have to only be in the realm of the physical?
What else?
Non-physical. Like...
No, but human action is the maisa itself is physical, and that physical maisa is chashuv.
Intrinsically desired.
Intrinsically, it's a chashuv maisa. Not prayer. Prayer is not a good example. Prayer, you could say, is tali b'lev. Talking about Isser.
Forget prayer. Some sanctification, right? Is that a chashuv human maisa?
No. Just the crickets are disturbing me. Let's just finish it up. Let's just finish it up. Then we'll come back. So then it goes like this. Okay, but if that's the case, if you're going to tell me that what, that according to Rabbi Yochanan, whenever you produce a coal, that's considered nothing, right? So how come? If you're dosh, if you're chosma b'kol or hinhiga b'kol, then you're chayev. Then you're chayev. We're saying your answer by Edom Zomim is not true. Your answer by Edom Zomim is not true. Your answer by Edom Zomim is not true. Why? Why? What's the kasha from Chosma B'Kol and Edom Zomim? Right, I mean, you can't say Chosma B'Kol is a demonstrative iser, right? It's certainly not a demonstrative iser.
Well, you'd say it has a physical result.
So that's what Tosus says. Tosus says it's the same question. It's saying, but Edom Zomim also has a result. That's what's difficult in Tosus, like sort of jumping that in. He's sort of like pushing that in over here. Right? Is that the way Rashi's learning?
But Edom Zomim is different, though, because we're not saying it's not the result of the Edoms that they're being killed. It's the result of...
It is the result of the Edoms.
The Sanhedrin are determining, based on the Edoms, to kill the guy, not...
Right.
The Edoms is in, and therefore the guy's being killed. The Edoms is in, therefore the Sanhedrin is stamping their gavel, you know.
Right. But there... I mean, that's, I don't know if that's, their dibor, with their dibor, a maisa occurred. That we can certainly say.
Yeah.
With their dibor, a maisa occurred.
Okay.
That we can certainly say. Right? So too by Chosma B'Kol, with his dibor, a maisa occurred. Now, hold on. Let's just understand something, though.
Exclusively with his dibor, though.
But who says that's to be exclusive?
Okay.
The animal also has to react. I mean, all right, you say the animal doesn't have bechira. But one second. How is Rashi learning this? I mean, what are you going to say by Chosma B'Kol? That the Iker Isser is the coal that's produced in front of the animal? I mean,
well, by you doing it, it's an automatic, like, reflex action by the animal that it will involve itself in the Isser. So why would we differentiate? The coal is the Isser. Just like if you would actually
hit it
with your hand, that's the Isser also.
Right. Well, what's the issur by what's the issur by hinhiga? It's to, if you would hit them, right? So what would be the issur is what? The issur is to produce an effect, right? That's the issur. And if you produce the effect through maisa, then you're definitely chayav, right? Question is, you produced it how? Your akimas peh created a cheftza of kol, right? And that kol effectuated something, right? That's the way it works, correct? So the kol is like a stick. Your kol is like a stick that you're using to beat the animal with, to cause it to run, right? So the Gemara is saying, so according to Tosfos, the Gemara would never ask if there weren't eventually an asiya, right? That's what Tosfos is learning. The Gemara would never ask. Like in the Girsa, it doesn't ask on Megadeth.
Yeah, so
even according to the Girsa that says Megadeth is Yeshno Bakol, Tosfos holds is not asking on Megadeth. Right? We don't have that Girsa. But hold on, but what's the question here? Yeshno Bakol. So what's the answer? This is the final answer. That Yeshno Bakol, the Gemara says, you're right, Yeshno Bakol is considered Maisa. So really, Adim Zomimim should be chayav, should be considered a lav sheyesh b'maisa. They're chayav anyway, but they should be considered a lav sheyesh b'maisa, right? Why? Why? The kol has no mamish.
But it eventually produces something that is.
But it eventually produces something that is mamish. So Rabbi Yochanan doesn't need the action to be the direct result of his. It doesn't need the effect to be the direct. Result of his asiyah, right? Even if what he produces, even though he produces the kol that's laced by mamish, but it eventuates, but it effectuates an actual maisa, right? At this point, that's the way Tosfos seems to be interpreting this gemara, right? Hold on, but what's the answer of Adim Zomim of Beriyah? Let's just get that point. So the Gemara says, you're right. Adim Zomimim should be a lav sheyesh b'maisa. Because there, Akimas Piv produces kol. And it's true, kol is leis be'mamish, but b'diburei ka'ovid maisa. Right? So why are they not considered a lav sheyesh b'maisa? Why are they a lav sheyesh b'maisa? So now the Gemara says, no, because Adim Zomimim ho'ov yeshnon b'ri'iyah. What does that mean? So Rashi says, again, Iker chiyuva ba al yidei hari'iya shemei'idin shera'u uri'iya leis ba mamish. Huh? Maisa, I'm sorry. Leis be maisa. And ri'iya is no maisa. There's no maisa by ri'iya. What is he talking about? So what did you ask yesterday, Stauber? That they didn't actually see anything? That they're liars?
That's the Mephamos question.
Who? Yeah. So it would seem, how do you interpret this Rashi? The Iker Chiyuv is Ri'ya. What do you say? The Iker Chiyuv is Ri'ya. What do you say? How is he defining the Issur of Adim Zomim? It's not moving the lips. And it's not mashmias kol. It's what?
Is the, maybe the fabrication of the testimony?
No.
Mashmias kol.
I think he means to say it's defining yourself as an aid. That's the isser. The issur is to come into court and through your dibur to establish yourself falsely as a roeh. It's producing that shame in yourself. Now, of course, that's going to eventuate. Of course, once you are defined as a roeh, it's going to eventuate in the guy's punishment. But in other words, like this. Question is, what's the issur of Adim Zomim? Apparently, there's three ways to look at it. You can look at it as a maisa of Haggadah, right? A maisa of Haggadah itself. That would be the first way that Akimas Piv would be maisa, right? Or you can look at it more like a maisa of Hezek, that you can't come in and bidibure create a maisa in the nidon, right? That would be a lav sheyesh bo maisa, according to Rabbi Yochanan. It would be like a hezek with your dibor, right? Like Tawel is saying, you know, Beis Din has to react a certain way when they get certain testimony, and with your dibor, with your akimas peh, you're creating an entity that will eventuate in Maisa, that will create Maisa. Like Chosmo Bakol. Right? But the Gemara is saying, no, it's a more sophisticated formulation of the Isser. Right? The Isser is to come into a Beis Din and through your testimony define yourself as a Roeh.
It's like working through an intermediate.
And then the onesh for doing that is kasher zomam. No, it's not you get kasher zomam because you're like a mazik that tried to be mazik the guy. Because as a matter of fact, what's halacha? It's kasher zomam v'lo kasher asu. Right? If it was actually done, then it wouldn't be. They wouldn't get the onesh. It has to do with creating yourself falsely as a roeh. That's what he means. It means bireiyah. The Isser is re'iyah. The Isser is the Haggadah that establishes yourself as a Roeh.
What is re'iyah
leis
be'maisa?
Whatever it is, leis be'maisa. It's a good question. What does he mean, re'iyah leis be'maisa? I think he means to say that being a roeh is not a maisa. No? All right. You're establishing yourself as a roeh. It's a good question. Iker chiyuva bo al yidei ha-re'iyah. But what does he mean by re'iyah? Shemei'idin she'ra'u. That's what he's saying. Right? Re'iyah doesn't mean what they actually saw. It's on their mayed on what they saw. Right? But what does he mean by Uri'iyah leis ba maisa? What does he mean by that? Uri'iyah leis ba maisa. But it's the ikker is that they're mayed in shiro.
You say that there's no issue between establishing yourself as a roer. But once you attain the status of being as Zomen, then it's like you achieve the status of this.
In other words, you're saying like this, that yeah, what are you going to say first? Coming in for the kill?
You shouldn't say re'iyah leis be'maisa. You should say, Eidos is a maisa.
No, but Eidos could have a maisa. Eidos could...
Whatever you want to say, he's saying re'iyah leis be'maisa. You should have said something else. Rashi and Anger Torah in mind, you would have been perfect.
Well, I have a feeling you would say if Rashi had any Svar in mind, he wouldn't express it this way. I mean, he certainly didn't see it. They certainly didn't see it. I agree. It's not the smoothest four words. Iker, but how do you read the first few words? Iker chiyuva bo al yidei ha-re'iyah. Now he's saying that it's not producing the kol. They're not chayav for producing the kol that eventuates in the maisa of onesh. Right? That's not what they're chayav for. Right? What are they chayav for? They're chayav for the ikar chiyav is al yidei ha-re'iyah. What does it mean ikar chiyav bo al yidei ha-re'iyah? He explains. Shemei'idin she'ra'u. Right? In other words, when they come into Beis Din, what are they doing? They're establishing themselves as Roim. Right? That's where they're coming. Their Eidos is a Maisa that establishes themselves as Roim. Right? They're establishing themselves as Rowan. Now, why does he have to say Re'iyah Leis Be'Mamash? Right, that's the problem. Why does he say Re'iyah Leis Be'Mamash? Ma'isa, Leis Be'Mamash. Yeah, one second. The Rashi increases is a little different. He says, Iker Edusan Bere'iyas Ha'ayin. Shemeidin Masha'ro'u. That's like Sammy saying more. Hilkach lo choshev maisa.
Didn't say re'iyah ba'ayin?
With the eye. With the eye.
No, but I'm saying, like, I mean, is that the, like, I mean, that might, like, I mean, maybe, like, re'iyah ba'ayin, he's talking about all, like, the biological, everything that's going on in the eye when you see something.
Iker eduson b're'iyas ha'ayin shemeidin masha'ro'u. They're made on what they saw. Hold on. Al Masha Ra'u. Hilkach lo choshev maisa. What? What, Daniel? They're made that they hit somebody. What kind of Eden Zomim are they? Well, we're lucky for that. Huh? You mean the Rashi increases, it sounds a little different?
No, but I think both Rashi indicate that it has to do with the content of the Eidos, not the fact that it is
Eidos. The content of the Eidos. And what's the content? The content of the Eidos is what they saw.
Yeah.
Is what they saw. I think it's the same thing I'm saying. That they're giving testimony, the chiyuv is not on the kol is not on hashmoas kolam lufnei basin, like Rashi said before. It's not on shmias kolam lufnei basin. See, shmias kolam lufnei basin means to say that when you produce this chefza in front of Beis Din, then that chefza is responsible for the din. Right? But he's saying, no, that's not really true. It's not like a makol. It's not like chosma b'kol. It's not like your kol is an entity that smacks the animal. When you produce your kol in front of Beis Din, the kol is not a chefza that has an effect. The kol is just a revelation that you were a roeh. So all you're doing with your kol is establishing re'iyah. Now, as you're as an aid, why is an aid? How does an aid make somebody chayav? Not because of hashmoas kol. It's because he can prove that he saw something. You understand? The kol of an aid is not like a makol of the chosma. That's the only way it's going to be maisa, according to what Rashi is saying. It's the only way you're going to say, no, he's saying, it's true that chosma b'kol is a maisa, has an effect. And hagadas eidus also has an effect. Right? It's true they both have an effect through kol. They both have an effect through kol. But when you think about it, the effect of the kol by the Edom is different. The effect of the kol by the Edom is really because it's reflexive on them as being, as they're just transmitting, the Maisa Edus is transmitting their Re'iyah. Is transmitting their Re'iyah B'peh. It's true it was a false Re'iyah. But that's what the Maisa Edus is. Transmitting their re'iyah b'peh. So the re'iyah is really what's mechayev of the guy. And re'iyah is no maisa. Now what's really mechayev of the nidon is the re'iyah sa'edim. Hagodah sa'edus is really just a transfer. I was saying if you're starting out with something that's leis be mamish, you can't turn it into, if you're starting out with something that's leis be maisa, you can't turn it into a maisa. No, he's saying like this. No, he's saying chasma b'kol is really the opposite of Edom Zomer. By the Isser of Kilayim and Losachsom, so the really the Isser is Maisa. It's a physical effect. Now you can create a physical effect with a physical Maisa, right, directly, or with a an entity of kol. Right? But so you can give the but Edom Zomim is the other way. It really starts out as Edus is really putting the basin into your re'iyah. In other words, you had a re'iyah and now the basin didn't. So you have to convert your transfer your re'iyah to basin via the Edus. But the ikar of it is the re'iyah, and if the re'iyah itself is not a maisa, is leis be maisa, then the fact that you transfer it with maisa doesn't give it the character of maisa.
Oh, maybe he's under the impression that akimas piv is a maisa. Right now, akimas piv is a maisa.
Akimas piv. No, let's put the point I'm trying to make is like this: the Gemara is saying yibichayev for edim zomim. If you say that what they're doing starts now. In other words, they're coming to Basin, and then the Isser, and then what they're doing in Basin is totally self-contained, and therefore the creation of the coal is the beginning and the end of the story. Okay? But if really they're just trying to be the eyes of Basin, now, as if Basin itself witnessed something, they don't need Adis. Right? You don't need Adis. Basin doesn't need Adis. If Basin witnessed it itself, it doesn't need Adis. Okay? So what an aid is really doing is he's continuing something. He's really continuing what? He's continuing his re'iyah and transferring it to Basin. So if re'iyah itself is not a Maisa, then the continuation of it is not going to be considered Maisa. So the only time we're left now with what is Chosmo Bekol. Is Chosmo Bekol. Why? Because over there, you're not going to say Akimas Piv because it's not demonstrative. So you're going to need to have a true effect. Right? Now you have to have a true effect, and the ikar of the chiyuv is totally on that effect.
Is chasma b'kol a third type, or is it just a second type?
I don't know. I'm thinking about it a little bit. Hold on. See, on the Edom Zomim, the re'iyah thing is an interesting kind of an answer, right? it's saying that their kol is really it's saying that the ikar of what they're doing is a non maisa. Right. I mean, it's like a gilei, like Sammy was saying. It goes back to similar to be like a megadev. If the ikur iser is in a non-maisa, like megadev, the ikur iser is really your machshava. So the fact that you actualize it, the fact that you reveal it through maisa, doesn't mean that it's going to be an iser of a lav sheyesh b'maisa. So by edus, the definition of Eidus is Mesiras Riyaso. An Eid is really a Roa. He has to be the Roa of Basin through this process. But really all he's establishing is that he's a Roa. And even though he's doing it through Maisa, the fact that Re'iyah is not Maisa will never make it an Isser Maisa. That's why he has to say, that's why he says Re'iyah is Leis Be Maisa. That's why he has to say Re'iyah is Leis Be Maisa. Because you could argue it's true, re'iyah is not my. Because you could argue that because if re'iyah were maisa, then his conveying it through dibur would also be considered ma'isa. But since ri'iyah is not ma'isa, the communicating of it is not does not have a shame ma'isa.
Why is it necessarily like considered a continuation of the same process? Like, why can't it be a
Because he's saying that's what the ikar chiyuv is. The ikar chiyuv of being an aid is your ri'iyah, that you're giving based in the access to your ri'iyah. Yeah, the issur is on the ri'iyah. Making known the ri'iyah is not the ma'isa issur. The issur, the ma'isa, the issur is really on being is on the fact that you are establishing yourself as a ri'iyas, as a ri'iyah for Basin. Yeah. I don't know yet. Hold on. So one second. So where are we at? It's a little bit clearer. It still needs to be thought through a little more. Yeah, what's your question?
If you were actually learning this right now, would you...
What do you think I'm doing? I would say that that's what this Gemara seems to be indicating. I would say that's what this Rashi is indicating.
Okay.
I'm not going further than I think this Rashi demands. Rashi is a Yeshal Milismach. Rashi is a good tree to hang on to. I mean, we have to make sense of this Rashi. Iker chiyuva bo al hari'iyah, and it makes perfect sense. It's not reducing edus to a game that if you say these words in front of Beis Din, they have to act. No, it's these words are because you are a roa. As a matter of fact, a lot of sugyas are there. No good. It's a question like you ever see like by a wedding, people say they say you're the edim to the exclusion of everybody else, right? Because the choshesh that if that if krovim are watching, they're going to form one kat of edim. And if there's krovim in one kat, even though there's 1,000 in the kat, if there's krov in the kat, the whole kat is puzzle. So edus is re'iyah. Edus is definitely re'iyah. An aid is a roeh. That's what an aid is. An aid is a roeh. And he's continuing his re'iyah. He is an aid zomein because he's establishing himself as an aid, which is a roeh, and his transmission. Basin is not just believing him. They're saying he's a roeh. There's a halachic method for Basin to see things that they themselves haven't seen. It's called edus. But it's only seeing, but if the first guy didn't see it, then there's nothing. I don't think it's an outlandish idea. I think it's a perfectly sensible idea that you just might not think of because of, complacency. But I think it's a perfectly sensible idea. Huh?
Even if the guy is continuing his activity of Rahiyah, how does that help
Basin? That's okay. That we need halachic Zeres HaKosah for. But that's what it allows you to do.
So what does it have to do with anything that they... I mean, like all we have to say is that the...
No. Maybe Rashi means like this. Maybe it's not. Maybe it means more like this. In other words, ikar chiyuvan is what bo al yidei hari'iyah shemeidin sheroo ri'iyah leis be'maisa. It means like this. That what is there? No, what is there? Chiyuv. The chiyuv is not. The chiyuv is not coming in and producing a cheftza of coal. It's not like a. Their call is not like a chefta, that like a key in a door. It's not like a substance that opens up that has a cause. What it really is they are their hagodas edus is really an entity of re'iyah. Because their ikar iser is to present, to is to supply the Beis Din with re'iyah. Doesn't matter whether it's true or false. When Beis Din is mekabel edus, it has a din of re'iyas Beis Din. Okay?
Right.
And re'iyah is leis b'maisa. So all they're doing is, if the ikar iser itself is of a non-maisa, like megadev, the ikar iser is a non-activity, then doing it with maisa does not make you chayav.
Okay.
In other words, maybe he means when I was saying it's a continuation of re'iyah, because I mean to say that's how Beis Din is considered to be, to
right.
What does Beis Din do with
they're
this?
They're accepting it on the basis that it is a continuation, whether it is or not, unfortunately.
The fact that it's a continuation is Beis Din is not Roa themselves, so their re'iyah is through the Eidus.
Right.
But the Eidus is simply a continuation of Re'iyah, which allows Beis Din to have a din of Re'iyah. But Re'iyah itself is not a Maisa. So the whole, it's like they say, the superstructure can't be greater than the structure. If the whole underpinning is a non-Maisa, then, let's put it this way. The Ikar Chiyav is a non-Maisa. The Ikar Chiyav is non-Maisa, right? I guess I'm not sure if right the kiyam is what I would say, but yeah, it's not the action itself.
The effect,
it's
like
chosim
the
call,
the kiyam is the
animal moving. Right. Chosim the call, the kiyam is the animal moving. Over here, it's not. Over here, it's supplying re'iyah. Right. Right. But over here he's saying, no, it's neither. By Beis Din, it's not. It's not Maisa at all. By Beis Din, the Isser is not getting Beis Din to act, but it's to be, it's Re'iyas Beis Din. But Re'iyah is Leis B'Mamash, Leis B'Maisa. So how's it go? So what does Rabbi Yochanan hold you need? So he needs, in order to be a Lav Sheish B'Maisa, you need what? Maisa Chashuva. Now, why only by Dibur? So by Dibur you have the problem. Why? Because by Dibur, what about a Mekalel Chavero, or a Nishba? So that's the same problem, because it's not a demonstrative action. It's not an Isser of demonstrative. Because most other Isurim of Maisa are going to be demonstrative. Dibur is the one action where most other Isurim are going to be formulated like Ishtachavo, there's an Isser is on the demonstration itself. So the Isser itself is identifying and being machshiv this action as a formal action, like Stavro was saying. But when you have an Isser like Nishba, so the Isser is really the Isser is not on the Maisa per se, but it's going to necessitate the Maisa of the Gavra. Right? That's where you get into this problem. So therefore, the Asiyah of the Gavra is not Chashuva itself, because it's only for the Kol. It's only for the Dibor. Right? So unless it's demonstrative, it's not going to be a Maisa on its own right. And unless it has a real effect, it's not going to be a Maisa in an extrinsic sense. Right? All right, let's think it over. No, just one point. Like the Rambam says by chametz on Pesach, right? He says the Isser is to have the chametz, right? So normally it's lav she'ein b'maisa, right? But if you're kone chametz or you're machmetz chametz, then you get malchus, the Rambam says, right? Why? Because we're not saying over here, don't make this mistake, we're not saying over here that whenever the Isser is formulated without a Maisa, then doing a Maisa is nothing. That's not what we're saying. We're saying when the Isser is formulated without a Maisa, in a way that the Kiyam of the Maisa itself is not the Isser, then you're not going to get Malchus. In other words, Megadef Megadev is the Isser is belave, completely. And the Akimas, Piv, and the Kol, it's not a Kiyum of what's belave. That's just parallel. That's just the Gilei Milsa. But by Chometz, having it in your Rishus is the Isser. Now it's possible that a Maisa could have a Kiyum of it being in your Rishus. Then you'd get Malkus. Because the Maisa has to, in order for the Maisa to be considered the Maisa of Isser, it has to be the Kiyum of that Maisa has to be Isser. So either the Isser is a demonstrative, so then Kfifas Komaso is the Maisa whose Kiyum, the demonstration of that Maisa, the expression of what that Maisa expresses itself is the Isser. Or the Isser is a physical effect where the Maisa will produce it. Sometimes the Isser can be accomplished with the with a Maisa or without a Maisa. It's going to, but that doesn't mean it's a lav she'ein ba Maisa. Like by Chometz. So the Nishba, right? So the Shvuah is not an expression of, it's not an Isser Maisa of demonstration, and you're not creating anything she'ein ba Mamash. There's no mamish in what you're doing, and there's no physical effect to what you did.
And it doesn't lead to a mice, because I mean perhaps like I mean, if you're koper or something, you know, you have to wind up paying. I mean, this stuff isn't considered.
No. That's all onshim. That's all after the fact. Okay.